From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy, and this is Positively Gam. Today is a really special episode because I'm going to be chatting it up with my executive producer, Fallon Jethro. We're going to be talking about everything from how we started working together, a look back at our favorite Positively Gam episodes, and what's to come for next season on Positively Gam. There's so much to chat about. She's so much fun. So let's get into it. Sitting next to me is my ride or die through this Positively Gam journey, my executive producer, the one and only Fallon Jethro. She is an unscripted television and podcast producer with over 15 years of experience in the entertainment industry. In addition to producing my podcast, she has also helped produce America's Next Top Model, Project Runway, and The Bachelor, to name a few. Hey, Fallon.
Hi,
Gam. Welcome to Positively Gam.
This episode's going to be great. I was like, hopefully we could get through it without laughing too much.
We'd just be laughing and carrying on the whole time. I'm telling you guys, it's so much fun in this room. And poor Calvin, the engineer, he gets exposed to so much.
He does. Foolishness. Gam, actually, it was crazy because it was like, day one, when we had to talk with Dr. Jackie about menopause.
That was our first. Was it our first one?
No, it wasn't our first one. That
was
like
close to the first one.
It felt like our close to our first one. It's like when we talk about that and we talk about like sex and women's issues, I'm always feeling bad for Calvin. I'm like, he's learning. He does have a mom. So it will be fine.
So for the listeners, Fallon is the producer. So she's always in the room. She's sitting on the side and she's the one who's like giving me cues or telling me if we need to do pickups. Or you need to say that again, or looking at me crazy if I'm talking and not making sense. Stop it.
Usually telling him, I'm like, okay, it's good. All right, wrap it up.
So how does it feel to be interviewed?
Honestly, it's definitely different. It's not my norm. I do prefer to be behind the camera. Yeah. That's where
But you do well in interviews. I heard you on another podcast, so I know you had a good interview.
I was on the podcast Tinseltown. Yeah. I got asked to be on there and talk about my career, which I did enjoy that. It's honestly a beautiful experience to like talk about your career and to highlight that, because you know, as we all know, you can never have enough Black people in the industry.
Exactly.
So I know,
and behind the scenes,
right?
I think people play down how important that is, but for me, in my opinion, that's where a lot of the power is.
Oh, I agree.
Behind the scenes.
I agree, because I don't think enough people realize the what a producer actually does. And in my space, creatively, I mean, we're the ones almost like the puppeteers pulling the strings and pitching ideas and coming up with segments and saying, this is hot right now. This will be hot in the future. Setting the trends.
And trust me, Bound is always trying to push something on me that I'm like, I don't want to talk about.
I do. I'm good for that. Guilty as charged. I am good for producing a topic on GAM that she's. I don't know if I'm game for that one. I don't know if I'm down for that one. I'm not in the mood, Fallon.
Right. But it's really. I think that the two of us together is just really a great team. And I know when podcasting was not really something that I was really all that interested in, and it was my manager who suggested that I tried podcasting because I did want to do something else. I wanted to do something else besides Red Table, but podcasting just wasn't in my vision. Once I agreed, it was like a must for me that I have a Black producer. I really felt that was really important for me. I needed to be with someone that I felt related to me, that understood my journey.
Right. And we had a really good connection, because I remember during the interview, we related. We watched the same shows. We had similar experiences on certain topics about the Black community and the issues that were going on, because 2 years ago it was all this like civil unrest.
Yeah.
And we just could talk about it, and it was great.
Yeah, it was a click from day one.
Honestly.
We have been rolling ever since. It has just been such a fun ride.
It has. I definitely will agree. It has honestly been a great ride. I love our team. It's the trio.
Yeah.
And I mean,
me,
we have
you
rock.
And Calvin. That's it.
We have rocked together. Gosh.
Oh, we can't forget Irene, though.
Irene. Yep. So that's our group right here who produces Positively GAM.
Let's talk about some of the episodes, though.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about what were some of our favorite episodes. I know for me, like one of my favorite episodes, I have so many, that's the thing. But one of my favorite episodes was the one on Black hair.
I'm still in the process of like my little fro. I'm like, I need to nurture you. I'm trying to like, I say mantras in the morning. I like put the oil in my hair. I'm like really trying to like regaining that like self-love and that, because I never had that.
That was something that really resonated with me, and I felt would really resonate with the listeners, because for Black women, our hair is just historically has just been so important.
Yes.
And I thought that we did a really good episode, because I think we talked a little bit about it on Red Table Talk, but I felt the conversation just didn't go deep enough.
Oh, yes.
And we did a two-parter.
We did a two-parter.
And I just really thought that was a great episode. But for me, I feel like anything to do with what's happening in the Black community tends to be things that I really love.
Yes.
Because I feel like Positively GAM is kind of an extension of Red Table Talk.
It is.
But the topics that I choose are typically topics that Red Table Talk doesn't want to tackle.
Yes.
Red Table Talk doesn't want to talk about politics. And
right. When we did the episode on Black History Saved My Life with John, that one was so resonating so good to hear Ernest's stories on racism. That was such a good episode. Talking with Valerie Jarrett.
Yes. What else? And then Professor Malina Abdullah.
Oh, yes.
Black Lives Matter.
I mean, yes. We go from like social justice issues to then our funny issues with having Lonnie Love on. Right. Talking about Bridezilla.
right.
And her life.
And Lala Milan. Come on. Like, Lala is one of my favorites. She's so freaking funny.
She is.
Such fun times with her.
Telling you how to learn and use Instagram and all the social media hacks, I would definitely say for the listeners, go back and check out these episodes, because the focus of the show is to push people who are like over the age of 50 that there is life after the age of 50, and
absolutely,
that you can still do so much. So learning about these particular topics, I think, has definitely been great.
And I think the other thing about the ones that focus on what's going on in the Black community, I mean, like my conversations with Tamika Mallory, and I really love Angela Rye.
So what's so fascinating to me is we will make so many things trend and talk about so many things. And especially this question, like, who's going to do a Black agenda? And we don't have one, but we do have one, and we just don't lift it up.
historically, I've not been someone who has been very politically connected. Like, I always vote, but I typically don't really focus on politics. So those kinds of conversations are actually an opportunity for me to really learn. Because I'm telling you, these young women out here, or anybody who it has devoted their lives to social justice, and those, like, that's
hard work.
It is hard work, and it is emotionally frustrating and draining, and it's just a lot. And to make that your life's work, it has really been an eye-opener and such a learning experience for me.
Oh, no, I agree, because I remember after we shot season one, you were like, wow, this was exhausting, yeah, because a lot of our topics had to do what was happening in the Black community and all the Black deaths. And we were just...
It was a bit... When we started it was...
We were in the thick of it.
Yeah.
We were in the thick of it. And it was like, I mean, we do have other dimensions to us as Black people that we did want to talk about and not just be so sad and not just be fighting for our lives.
What was prominent and what was going on in the world.
It was.
You couldn't not talk about it. Well, you could, but...
Right. But no, we were definitely going to talk about it. But I think another episode that really helped us out and that I saw the listeners really resonate with is our episode with Dr. Alfi on self-doubt.
Yeah.
As a lot of people are struggling with like anxiety and depression.
Also think society gives us these messages. Think about women of your generation and what women were told they could and could not do.
Right.
Just think about that, right? I think about women of my generation. We could do a little bit more because of the sacrifices that you all made. And then I think about Willow's and my daughter's generation.
Right.
They do even more. So I think it's a little bit of both internal passing down, but also external messaging as well.
I think we like hit the nail on the head with that episode, yeah, because a lot of people were like, wow, I go through that.
And yes. I think it's surprising for people to realize and understand that I have been dealing with self-doubt since I was a young child. Mm-hmm. And it just never seems to go away. And I know sometimes when I'm out in public and when I'm out, it doesn't seem like that, but that is the truth of the matter. But I was talking to Jada and Lauren London over here. Yeah. And they have alter egos.
They do?
Yeah.
What are their names?
I don't know. Are you supposed to say your...
Supposed to say your alter ego. Okay, thought so.
Jada's alter ego is Corinne. And so Corinne. That's when her... Oh, it's actually her middle name.
Oh. Okay.
That's when...
Comes out. So okay. I'm here for it. Okay.
And I forgot what Lauren's was.
Oh, do you have an alter ego?
No, but that's what I was talking about. I think I need an alter ego.
I think you need an alter ego.
So that's what I'm going to suggest. I want the listeners to help me come up with an alter ego name.
Okay. I would love that. I like having an alter ego.
You know how Beyonce has Sasha Fierce.
Exactly. I like when I go out, I usually like to have Roxy. That's like my partier because I'm more of the homebody type. Like Roxy coming out, then we're going to have a good time. We're going to be out till 2 a.m, 3 a.m. We're going to like party. We're going to be on the dance floor because it's totally like the opposite of me. But yeah, I think everybody should have an alter ego.
Yeah, so I think I need to come up with an alter ego and maybe use, because you had actually talked about that too.
Oh, yes.
So when I have events or something to go to,
Yes, I was saying that like through your podcast and when you do acting is you have to develop a character. So then that way when you like go home and you just maybe make Gam the character, like your sort of alter ego and your like personality. And then after you go home and you're like talking with Rodney, you're just sitting on the couch, you're Adrian. So then, because it's always fun to play a character because...
I think it needs to be somebody besides Gam.
It can't be Gam, but we can come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
Yes, because I think an alter ego is honestly really good to have. Onto some of our other favorite things. I mean, a love that we share is TV shows.
Yeah.
What are you currently watching right now?
I'm trying to watch We Run This City, which is an HBO special that is dealing with the Baltimore City Police Department. So it's a true account of the corruption in the Baltimore City Police Department. So I keep falling asleep. So I'm watching it, and it's not because the show is dull. I'm watching it at night.
And I'm exhausted because Duchess gets me up at 6 a.m. every morning. She's like an alarm clock. She's driving me insane. So, but that is one that I am going to focus on now that the RTT is almost over. Our season is almost up. And
okay.
I won't have to be working. So
definitely is a good one.
But there's so many. The Shy is getting ready to come back. Oh, man, I can't wait. The Shy is getting ready. Actually, by the time this airs, The Shy probably will be back.
The Shy will be back, on air by then, which is great. And if you guys haven't checked that out on Showtime, it's Lena Waithe's show. It's an amazing show.
It's good.
I mean, I guess we have a love for like crime. Crime shows.
Because we love Snowfall.
Yeah.
Did everybody watch Snowfall? All five seasons of Snowfall? And are we going to get a season six? We have to because it's not over.
It's not over.
So we have to get another season.
We have to know what happens with Franklin Saint.
Right.
Like, I always feel like I could be good at organized crime because as a producer, you have to be very organized and on top of your game.
But I think people would be surprised, too, that I was a huge fan of all of the Viking shows.
Oh,
So I know people would think they would be like, what? Can't watch the Vikings? Yes, I watched all of them. I watched the Vikings. I watched Last Kingdom.
Wow.
And I watched Vikings Valhalla.
Okay, I haven't gotten into that series yet.
So good. But I mean, it's brutal because that's what Vikings
were. Vikings do. I mean, yeah, they were fighters and whatnot.
I really, really enjoyed all of those seasons. And then a really fun show to watch was The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
So good. On Amazon Prime. I love the comedy. I love that era. Some of my other favorites, you didn't have it on your list, but Atlanta.
I never got into Atlanta.
You never got into Atlanta?
I didn't, but I'm down to check it out.
I think Atlanta is one of the most well-written shows. I think it helps elevate the culture.
Okay.
And it is great. And then I would also too say A Black Lady Sketch Show.
With Robin.
I love a good comedy on a Friday night. I'm here for it. I love Robin Thede, Skye Townsend, all of them. And actually, Quinta in Abbott Elementary, which we bonded over.
That was so good.
That was another fave. And if I have
who played Shirley Ralph?
Oh,
that was her character. I was like,
Shirley Ralph? Yes.
She killed it.
She killed it. I mean, like, this woman is hilarious. And I remember her back from the Sister Act days. And she probably said about two words in it. But the look that she gave her daughter on stage, you knew it was up. Because that is the look of every Black mother. And you're just like.
And every Black mother knows how to do it.
Every Black mother just knows how to give that look. And you're just like, okay, let me get in line.
And Rodney says to me all the time, because Rodney used to get beats all the time. He was bad.
But I don't think I was bad. I don't know, but maybe I was bad.
But we never got spankings. We never did. And he was like, how is it? It was the four of you. I said, listen.
That is crazy.
My mother knew how to give the look.
The look. It's look.
And he said, but somebody had to. I said, I'm telling you.
Wow.
We never got spanked. We got the look and
you knew. Yeah.
You knew. And I said, and it was the same with our kids. We knew how to give the look to get folks right. Don't you do it.
Right. Take one more move.
That acting up in public. Absolutely not. Never happened. Never happened.
Yeah. That definitely. Yeah.
So those were the stuff that we were naming was mostly on streaming services, but there were network TV shows that I enjoyed. And I really love. Okay. This Is Us. I liked A Million Little Things.
Okay.
A Million Little Things.
All these are definitely good shows. I mean, This Is Us. It's in its final season. When my mom came into town, she made me watch it because I had kind of fallen out of it because I'm just not a huge Mandy Moore fan, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, This Is Us.
Yeah.
Won so many awards. It's such a great show. What?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
The Walking Dead.
I haven't watched it in so long,
The Walking Dead is in its last legs, too. But there's been so many spinoffs, so I'm sure there's going to be more spinoffs for The Walking Dead.
I'm sure. That show, it cannot go away.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
So what about movies? Because
I know
we're just a huge,
we're huge entertainment buffs.
Yeah,
I mean, like, we love movies.
There's not a favorite.
There isn't. But we're in, I have a top three. Love and Basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
Moonlight and Good Will Hunting are like my top three. I'm a huge Sanaa Lathan fan. I love Love and Basketball. I honestly thought it was going to be my life growing up. Because my neighbor played basketball.
Yeah, Fallon is tall.
I'm 6 feet tall. But also, too, like, I lived across the street from my neighbor. Shout out to Ronald Baldwin. Because he was my first kiss. I don't know why I'm, like, exposing all this truth about me. But I thought, like, I wanted, like, that lifestyle. And it was, that was one of my favorite movies. I can just honestly put that movie on at any point in time. In any
now, see,
section of the movie.
Love and Basketball?
Yeah.
Now, and see, I'm like that way with Love Jones.
And I do Love Jones too, but
Love
gotcha
Jones.
Love Jones,
yeah. Like, I can mouth the words to the entire film, everybody's role, like...
Everybody's role, you're into.
At any point in time, it's okay to watch Love Jones.
It is.
And Rodney is God.
It's like, not for
I'm
the
18th
time.
I'm just going to slit my throat. Please, I cannot watch it. I can't. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't
but
do
I
it.
Can put that on at any time.
Okay.
And yeah. Any of Jada's movies, of course.
Oh, of course. I mean, I can watch Girls Trip
yeah.
at any time. Set It Off, my ultimate fave.
Yeah.
I can always watch Set It Off. I don't think
but
it
I
is...
like some of the ones that weren't really that popular, like Woo.
Oh.
And what's the one that she did? Kingdom Come. I thought she was hilarious in Kingdom Come. And Rodney was like, not so much.
He was like, it didn't do it for me. I mean, if I have to go back to classics, Baps is one of my like ultimate faves.
You know what? I never saw that from beginning to end. Never saw that. But you know what I've been watching lately too? That I'm starting to watch that over and
what?
Over again. Two Can Play That Game.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what they're bringing, making a TV show now is The Best Man. They're making it a series. They're bringing that back. And I need to go back and like rewatch like The Best Man movie,
The Best Man
Holiday, all of those.
And actually somebody just posted, I think it was Taye Diggs made a post because they're doing probably the last Best Man movie.
Yeah.
And I think it says
the best man final chapter.
Okay.
I think it is. And I'm like, does it have to be final chapter? Can it just be next chapter?
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Because I just feel like it can go on and on.
It could go on and on. And it was, it like had every black person known to man, every black actor known to man in it. And I love it when movies do that. You just see like, oh, Regina King. Oh, right. Regina Hall. Oh,
exactly. Like,
it just
exactly.
goes down the list.
They're it's just those movies are just good feeling movies. Like, they're just fun and
timeless.
I miss those.
Me too.
I miss movies because it was just a season when a time period when they were just coming out right and left, and then they just kind of went away.
They did. Honestly.
And we need that back. We need that back. And I felt Girls Trip was heading us back that way. And then now we're back in a dry zone again.
Like, I know. But you know what? I think Netflix has a department strong black lead, and I think they need to buy up those movies and bring them onto their streaming platform, because people need to see those type of films, one, just for the culture, and then two, so generations to come can still be reminded about like the movies, because there are so many great actors and actresses who made so many great movies that are pivotal.
But we can't forget, I almost feel like when you talk about movies that you have to almost talk about genres, because
that's true.
It's like genres, and then there's time periods. Really, really an oldie freak. Like, I love old movies like Fred Astaire.
Okay.
You know, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. I love them.
I know. You had some on your list that I was honestly, I was like, yo, I need to see some.
But even with some of the black actors like Sidney Poitier, A Patch of Blue.
Yes.
Come Through.
I mean, those are all classics, but I think I've only seen those only because I'm a film major and I don't think they're played enough for people
absolutely
to like see.
Not.
And that's
absolutely
the problem
not.
Because I was like, these are classics that like everybody should be like, oh yeah, I saw that. Just
even when Sidney Poitier passed, thought that there was going to be like a marathon of his movies on. And I didn't feel like the networks did that at all. I didn't see it happening.
Yeah.
He really was. But
he is so talented.
I don't know. There's so many good films out there that
It is kind of hard to name them all because there's just so many like good actors and actresses. Because I was like, dang, I could go down like Denzel Washington's list.
Yeah, exactly.
I could go down Samuel Jackson's list.
Yeah.
I could go down so many people's like list of films that I'm just like, wow, they are doing it. Like their career is like crazy. Even Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then I actually love Tom Hanks. I don't know that there's a movie that Tom Hanks has done that hasn't been good.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm sure there is, but he's just done so. His work is just really, really phenomenal.
Forrest Gump. I mean, classics.
Yeah. Philadelphia.
So right. Oh, yes.
My gosh. He and Denzel. Come on.
You're right. I mean, we could talk about movies all day, but let's get on to our another favorite thing, which is food. I was like, it is 100%.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
Yes.
Consider it an activity. And if I'm going out or hanging out, we better have
some food in that plan.
There better be some food in that plan.
Yeah.
I agree. I like going to Smorgasbord on Sundays here in LA and checking that out where they have food trucks. I like the LA Vegan Festival that's in North Hollywood that happens. Yeah, I love food. I mean,
I have to check out some of those things. So, I still haven't gotten used to or don't know about the good food spots here in LA. I just moved out here not too long ago, so I haven't really checked out a lot of places. But back in Baltimore, one of my favorite restaurants was Ida B's.
Okay.
Which was a soul food restaurant.
I definitely err on the side of pescatarian, but
yeah.
I'm a fake vegan. Because I can never give up my seafood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I tried being vegetarian, not vegan. Because I did try vegan, but that was just way too hard.
Yeah.
So then I went to vegetarian, but then I moved back to Maryland and I was like, there's no way in the world I'm not going to eat crabs. It's just not going to happen. So just stop it. Stop.
That's so true.
So I'm pescatarian. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll go with pescatarian. I love my Beyond meat, my Beyond sausages. And I mean, Crossroads is a great vegan restaurant too here in Los Angeles. Everything's vegan at the restaurant. They have a good vegan macaroni and cheese. So I suggest checking out Crossroads.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We talked about in the beginning of what happened and our favorite episodes of season 1 and 2, but what do you expect for season 3?
You know what? I don't really know, because a lot of, like, we, right before we, you know, we take a hiatus.
Yes.
And right before we come back, then we, you and I kind of get together and talk about what has gone on.
Yes.
And what we think the focus of the season should be. So I think it's probably going to depend on what is happening in the world.
I agree.
One thing that I will say that I'm really disappointed about and would love to talk to someone about probably next season, and that is what happened to police reform.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we voted these folks into office, and now everything just seems to be dead in the water. And so the political scene is still something that is really has turned out to be extremely disappointing. Yet I still know how important it is to vote. And
I agree.
It's just so challenging and so freaking frustrating. Roe versus Wade. Although by the time we come back, who knows if, you know, what circumstances will be with that.
I mean, they do say that if they're trying to overturn Roe versus Wade, there's so many other laws that they're going to try to start overturning, like gay rights and everything else. So I think we'll still have more to talk about in this.
Yeah, and the voting rights.
I
just feel like the nation is... we're going backwards, not forwards. And I just don't know how the hell that happened. And I have to say, like, out of the clear blue sky, who the hell knew that Dr. Oz was a Trumpster? That was very disturbing for me.
Yeah.
That was definitely very disturbing. So it changes my whole view with Dr. Oz. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I agree. I know also, too, you did mention we want to bring video.
And yeah, I would love to bring video in.
To Positively Gam, we definitely want to try to bring video into season 3, where we stream our episodes for the listeners and bring them in. I think that would be good. That would be something different that we haven't had, because we only just show little snippets.
Yeah.
So I think it's always great, because I think people love seeing just sometimes your facial expressions, even when you're not saying anything, which is always the best, because the best guys, you don't see it. And some of her guys have called her out about it, is Gam loves to take notes during the episodes, which is one of my favorite things to watch. I think when Irene and I are always off camera, always texting, like, why is Gam taking notes? She can, like, she has this audio. It's her audio. She can listen back to it, but she's taking notes as if she's not in the episode. As if you need the advice right now, which is always, I always find it very funny.
Yeah, that is funny. That is funny that I do that, but I do. I take notes sometimes.
Yes.
I do take notes.
But we have learned a lot, though, from some of our guests. And I do have to shout out, I forgot about this, but Bola, when she taught us about financing, because we did learn a lot about how we can really make our money work for us a long ways and getting S-corps and opening up LLCs. And I think that's something that, like, the listeners definitely should go check out.
But, yeah.
Because we drop a lot of information in here to one to just help the community.
Exactly.
Just to be, like, better. I mean, yeah, go back and check that episode out, because that was definitely an informative episode that we had.
So who would be some of your dream guests that you would want to have on the show for me to talk to?
Okay, so dream guests, because I'm always itching to get, like, the best guests on the show.
I know. I feel like I have some folks that I would be interested in talking to. Like, Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah. Who are you interested in?
Lena Waithe.
Oh, yes.
I would love to talk to Lena.
Lena Waithe.
I still kind of want to talk to Misha Green. We tried to reach out to Misha. She didn't have time to come on. So.
Yes, Misha Green. Honestly, if anybody has a connection to Misha Green, we would love for her to... Yeah. Yeah, holla, because we would love for her to be on Positively Gam. We were huge fans of Lovecraft Country.
Yeah.
And sorry that is not coming back, but Misha, we know you probably are about to drop something else
in your career. Yeah.
And we want to talk to you. Robin Thede, I would love to talk to her.
Kelly Rowland.
For sure.
I still kind of want to talk to Brian Stevenson. He would be our specialist on social justice.
Oh, okay.
I would love to talk to him. I'm interested in talking to Sean King, too.
Yes, honestly. Ooh. I think people have a lot of opinions about Sean King, so it would be great to get him on the podcast and hear his take. I think he would be a great guest. Did we already say Debbie Allen?
No, we didn't say Debbie Allen.
Oh, yeah. Debbie Allen. I would love to talk about her and her new center that she has out here. I think that, yeah, she would be an iconic guest.
Yeah, she has always been, like, one of my favorites. Like, she was so instrumental in Jada's career. So we are forever in her debt. So, yeah, I love Debbie. And I just love her dance and her dance company, what she has done for the community for all of these years. So, yeah, she would be a great guest to have.
Yes.
And as I mentioned in the top of the show, Wendy Raquel Robinson, I would be interested in talking to her.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that off camera, but Wendy Raquel Robinson actually would be a great guest. For those who don't know her, she's the actress on The Game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we would love to talk about her.
And I'm sure that there's a lot of...
Who?
I want to say regular people. What do you call regular people?
Oh, I mean, I think just some more of...
Unspotlighted.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure
there's a lot of unspotlighted folk that we would want to have a chat with. But of course, once again, that's kind of based on what's happening in the world that we kind of find those stories that we want to highlight. So
exactly. I mean, and we always... Yeah. I know I can't get enough of having Rodney on. I would love for him to come back and... sing and serenade us here in the studio because he has such a great singing voice. And that's always, I think,
Ronnie's I'm trying to get him to just get himself together and just record a record.
Oh, wow, you know? Really?
Because we have a recording studio. We're in it. We're in the recording studio right now. And just for himself.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not. He's getting ready to turn 66. No, this is just for his own personal...
Yeah, for his own personal journey.
I think that would be really fun to have himself a record.
You should get it to him as a birthday.
He has to record it, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's okay, cool. Hire Calvin to be his audio engineer.
Yeah.
And then
we would have to figure out what he's going to sing and all of that.
I think we could get him singing lessons. Did you?
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's such a great idea.
With the coach that Jaden and the kids have.
Yeah.
They all use Tim.
Then you should feature Willow and Jaden on a track.
As a background singer.
I would definitely be down.
But yeah, Tim was really surprised. He was like, wow, Rodney can really sing. I said, I told you.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, guys. Rodney can sing. He has a great singing voice. And it's like an untrained talent because he just sings naturally.
Yeah.
I love it. Before we wrap up, Gam, You always ask.
Before we change, we would love to hear from the listeners what topics
you know,
that they would want us to cover for next season.
Yeah.
And what they're looking forward to for next season. So you guys hit us up and let us know what you're interested in.
Yeah, hit him up on her DMs and Instagram and let us know what you want to see on Positively GAM for season 3. We're down to talk about it. I know you guys always have an interest in GAM's workout routine. And her
well, now that
beauty
will be,
routine.
That will be a journey because you're supposed to be getting a hip replacement.
Yes, that will
so
be.
So that will be a discussion.
And I think people want to know that because you can still work out
with
having a hip. You probably do more physical therapy with getting a hip replacement. So
we'll see how that goes. That's not going to happen until the end of the year, though. I was going to do it in the summertime. And I cannot waste my summer trying to recover from hip replacement. So we're going to do that at the top of 2023.
Yes. So. And I think, too, what we'll have now, since we are out of the pandemic, again, we'll be places and we'll have more experiences to talk about and share on the podcast because you'll be able to like travel and go more places with you and Rodney, which we didn't really have for the past two seasons. And I think it would be great, too, if we brought some of the guests in studio and not did everybody remote. So I think that would be like very interesting.
Yeah, we can try that. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. So. Yeah, we just had the travel expert on, and that was a really good show. And I was actually just thinking about this morning, like I really want to get back to traveling, but the gas prices have increased so much and the airfares are ridiculous now. And I almost feel like we ought to boycott flying to make these companies drop the prices again, because it is insane.
It is.
And it's really sad that the pandemic is we're starting to get a little control over it. Not that it's over, but people are more interested in traveling again. But now it's prohibitive because of the pricing for everything. That's really disappointing. But
it is.
Anyway.
Gam, you normally ask, we have a segment called Wouldn't You Like to Know, where Gam asks 3 rapid fire questions to all her guests. But this is the first time on Positively Gam where I will be asking Gam her own 3 rapid fire questions for this segment, Wouldn't You Like to Know? And so, Gam, what book are you currently reading?
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I'm actually still reading The 1619 Project. I've been reading it for a while, yes, because it is a difficult read. It is nonfiction, so it's historical facts, so it's not a fun read.
Got it.
It's reading for knowledge, and the content is just difficult to absorb, and it's painful. I'm still reading that. I'm more than halfway through.
Okay.
Then I just got through listening to, because I'm a huge audiobook fan, and I just got through listening to The Man Who Lives Underground, which was a new one from Richard Wright, who wrote Native Son.
Yeah.
From his estate, they were able to publish, before it was a short story, and they were able to publish it as the whole script as a novel. So I just got through reading that.
And
it was interesting. It was good. And now I am reading, what is the other one that I'm listening to right now?
Okay.
Blackwater Rising.
Okay.
Blackwater Rising. So that's
what
I'm listening
to. I'll have to add that to my list. I'm a better audiobook person, but I mean, constantly, I guess I just reread over and over is Nedra Tarov's book, Setting Boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's one you have to continue to reread.
Exactly.
Because you like forget, or you just aren't doing the work of like setting the healthy boundaries. That's one I constantly just reread.
Yeah.
All right. What is one thing you want to get off your chest?
I just want to say I've learned a lot living this life about false idolization. I've learned a lot about that. And we're all made in the image of God. None of us is perfect. So even when we're living your life under the public's microscope, we are all just people and we're all human. That's it.
I love that.
What's one thing you want to get off your chest?
So one thing that I do want to get off my chest is these streaming platforms need to get it together. That way we're not paying for all these different services. I wish that they would combine together so that way we don't have to pay individually for each one. It's getting expensive and I don't want to do it. So let's find
a way to work. I know. Together. Just trying to figure out a way to be able to see everything that you want to see. Like it's really gotten out of hand.
It has.
It's no better now than, you know, just the services that you get from like Verizon and those things are off the chain.
Yeah.
You can't get exactly what you want. They group the things together, you know, like it's just ridiculous how they do it. So
I mean,
I agree with you.
And last but not least, what's a motto that you live by?
I say it every day. I pray about it every day. And I say it at the end of my podcast, living with gratitude, just staying grateful. That's the motto that I live by.
You do. You always do say that. And it always resonates. And yesterday I noticed you were wearing a grateful necklace.
Yeah.
And I go, wow. Okay. That really, truly is.
Yep.
Gam's motto, to stay grateful. So I love that.
What's a motto that you live by?
Okay, I just found this really good motto. Stop complaining how it isn't your time and start preparing for it to be.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I did not come up with that, but Sky Townsend, she's an actress and comedian on a Black Lady sketch show. I saw she had reposted that on her Instagram and it really resonated with me because I think you don't need to complain that it's not your time and other people's time. It's just start prepping for it.
Yeah.
For it to be your time.
Yeah.
And I think it will have more of a positive effect on you if you start thinking any point in time could be your time.
Right.
So just
you
be
better
ready.
Be ready.
Right. So just be ready. Ready.
You know who said that? Sally Richardson Whitfield said that also. Like, you better be ready.
Sally did say that.
Yeah.
And I think that people just need to start being ready for preparing for
you never know.
You don't. You really don't. And that's big in this industry, is that at any point in time, somebody could be like,
yeah.
Hey, are you ready to go? Or hey, can you be on set at this time? And you just need to
better be ready. Yes.
Better be ready.
Better be ready.
Better be ready. Yes.
So where can people find you on social media, Fallon?
You can find me on all platforms at Fallon Jethro, F-A-L-L-O-N. Last name J-E-T-H-R-O-E.
I want to give a shout out to D Beats, who created this season theme song beat for Positively Gam. You know, everybody should go check out his work, you know, on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Because he's definitely out here producing some great things.
I do want to give a shout out to one of my hometown friends, LeGrand Witt, aka the Sinatra of Soul. He's an R&B soul and stepping performer and recording artist of the highest caliber. And LeGrand is preparing for the release of his second album on his own label, KM3 Entertainment. And it's called LeGrand Witt, Sinatra of Soul.
Oh, nice.
It's a collaboration.
That's good.
And I just wanted to shout him out because he's from my hometown of Baltimore. So I'm looking forward to that. Everybody should go online and check him out.
Yes.
Shout out to LeGrand.
Yes, they definitely should. Okay.
Thanks, Fallon, for hopping on the mic for our final episode of Positively Gam Season 2. Thanks to all the listeners out there who have been listening to our episodes and leaving reviews. I can't wait to come back and do it again for season 3.
Yes.
And that's our show. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris and help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.